The Oklahoma Supreme Court permanently overturns highly contested social studies standards, and the Choctaw Nation partners with Rosetta Stone. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Wednesday, December 17th. I'm Nick Daniels. The Oklahoma Supreme Court struck down controversial social studies standards on Tuesday. The court ruled the State Board of Education violated open meeting laws when approving them. The standards would have required schools to teach Bible stories and disputed claims about the 2020 election and COVID-19. Justices said board members and the public did not get proper notice of last-minute changes before the February vote. Social studies standards from 2019 will remain in effect while the state develops a new version. New State Superintendent Lyndall Fields plans to rewrite the standards following the ruling. The Choctaw language will soon be more accessible. As Sarah Lisi reports, the Choctaw Nation announced a partnership with Rosetta Stone to create a new learning tool to help preserve its endangered language.
That's Anjanette Williston, the Choctaw Nation language director. She's saying, until we meet again in the Choctaw language. That phrase will be included in Level 1 of the Choctaw Language app, created in partnership with Rosetta Stone.
I think it's going to not only help our tribal members, but others to really know, you know, Choctaw people.
Users of the language learning resource will follow a Choctaw family and experience events such as the tribe's Labor Day Festival and a princess competition. It's expected to come out in June. I'm Sarah Lisi.
About 300,000 Oklahomans who rely on Affordable Care Act coverage are being left in limbo as federal lawmakers scramble to address rising insurance premium costs, with some tax credits set to expire at the end of the year. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has more on what to do.
The vast majority of Oklahomans with ACA coverage rely on enhanced premium tax credits, which provide additional assistance to those eligible for regular tax credits and expand eligibility to people with incomes over 400% of the federal poverty level. The House GOP's current health care proposal doesn't address these enhancements. Louise Norris is a health policy analyst at healthinsurance.org. She is encouraging Oklahomans with ACA coverage to tune out the noise of what is happening at the federal level and pick a plan now based on what they can afford.
It's possible, although I would say no longer likely, we could see an improvement at some point in the future. But it won't be any worse.
If Oklahomans enrolled before Monday, their coverage will start on January 1st. But if they apply now through January 15th, it will start February 1st. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
A new group seeks to represent independent voters in Oklahoma. Nonprofit news outlet Oklahoma Voice reports the group is called Oklahoma Independents. It formed after last week's announcement that primaries in 2026 and 27 would be closed. The state has nearly 488,000 voters who are independents. The Oklahoma Democratic Party is considering legal options to open its primaries. Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.